Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
When some Melcher Dallas 4-H kids heard that some children in Marion County might not get any Christmas presents this year, they decided to do something about it. Let's go in depth with Jenny Heffron, her daughters Tierney and Charlie, and other members of their Melcher Dallas 4-H club. So Charlie, can you tell us a little bit about what you and your 4-H group did?
We wrapped presents and for kids that didn't have a lot of toys or stuff.
Okay, so you wrapped the presents. Where did you get the presents to wrap?
We went shopping for them, and we got a lot of stuff for a bunch of kids.
Okay, and why is it important to get stuff for other kids this time of year?
Because it's Christmas, and it's about helping and giving and about Jesus.
That's what Christmas is about, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate that holiday with gifts to each other, huh?
Yeah.
And Tierney, what does this mean to you?
Well, it's nice to know that we're contributing to our community by giving Christmas presents to people that won't get very many this year.
We're pretty lucky, aren't we?
Yeah.
We get presents, right?
Mm-hmm. We take a lot of stuff for granted.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we unwrap 20 presents each on Christmas, and we're all cool, and we mope about the stuff that we don't get. These kids aren't getting very many, and they take stuff, they honor their stuff, they value it more than we do.
So, like, we might get 20 presents, and we might not think that's a big deal. Is that what you're saying, thinking we want more
and
more? So where they get one gift, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's your name?
Sierra.
Sierra, tell me about this. Why did you want to do this?
Because it helps other kids.
Why is that important for you?
Because if they don't get presents, then it's not very fair.
It's not fair, okay. What did you pick out for some child? Did you pick out a girl toy or a boy toy?
Girl.
Girl toy. Can you tell me what you picked out?
I picked out a doll that came with a chicken.
A doll with a chicken? I've never heard of a doll with a chicken before. That sounds fun. Is it a plastic doll? Is it a cloth doll?
Plastic.
Plastic. Does the chicken talk?
No.
No? Maybe next year the chickens will talk. Is it a farm doll?
I don't think so.
No? Just a girl with a chicken? Is it a big present or a little present?
Little.
Little. Well, I'm sure some girl somewhere will enjoy that, huh?
Yes.
And Charlie, I forgot to ask, what did you pick out?
I picked out a few dolls for a 9-year-old and some shampoo if they don't have anything to have and a lot of that stuff.
Well, cool. That's neat. Any particular doll in particular?
Not really.
No. But no chicken?
Yeah, I am the same doll as you got.
That must be the end thing. Every girl's got to have a doll with a chicken. It's just cute, huh?
Yeah, it's cute.
Okay. Tierney, what did you get?
I got Minnie Mouse stuff for a 2-year-old girl. I got toys for a 12-year-old boy. And I got stuff for a 10-month-old girl.
Wow, so you're thinking the whole age range there, huh?
Yeah.
Any reason for those in particular?
Well, I thought they'd be a little bit easier because the 12-year-olds are on my age, but it was really hard. So, and the 10-month-old I just thought would be fun to shop for.
Sure, it's nice to shop for babies, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with the baby.
Yeah, no.
They like pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
More in depth after this.
I I continued my conversation with Jenny Heffron, her daughters Tierney and Charlie, and other members of their Melcher Dallas 4-H Club. Young man, what's your name?
Cameron.
Cameron, did you enjoy this process?
Yeah, because I liked hanging out with my friends and I like helping others in need.
Do you help other people at different times of the year?
Sometimes, if people need their sidewalk shoveled, I go out and help them. If they need their yard mowed, I go out and help them do that.
Just to help them to help them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice. Your family taught you well, huh?
Yep.
Your whole family does this, I bet.
Yep.
What's the most important thing you feel that you did as part of this?
Joined in and got it done for other people.
And helped rap?
Yep.
Are you a good rapper?
No.
No, me neither. Yeah, we aren't as... I'm pretty bad, too, but we get them covered, don't we?
Yep.
That's all that matters, right? So the kids can't see it. Well, you're just like me. Don't watch me rap. Young lady, what's your name?
Grace.
Grace. What did you like about this?
Getting to spend time with my mom, and my mom helped me rap them.
Well, your mom helped rap. Did she teach you how to rap, or did you already know how?
I knew how.
Are you a better rapper than
Kenny? Yes.
Doesn't take much to be better than me. But all right, so did you buy a toy?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
I can't remember.
You can't remember? It's been a while, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all I know is there's a whole pile of presents in the corner, and you helped wrap them. You've got a toy in there. Mm-hmm. Was it a girl toy or a boy toy or either? Doesn't matter.
I got two girl toys and one boy toy because I had to get three people.
Oh, okay. And so have you thought about on Christmas morning, you're going to be opening your toys, and you're going to be feeling good about that. Do you think you'll think about other kids opening their toys?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? Too early to tell? Well, hello, young lady.
She didn't do it.
You didn't help?
No.
How old are you, though?
She's two.
You're two. Well, you're just learning. You were cheering them on, maybe?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's your name?
Dada.
Sophia.
Sophia.
Ooh.
Oh, you almost fell off your chair. All right, so you're learning to be kind and generous like these other kids, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, well, good for you, Sophia.
I gaga.
Okay. Am I your sissy?
Is that your sister?
Mm-hmm. I gaga.
Are you going to be on the radio? What do you think of that?
I eat a lot.
Do you think it's cold? Cool?
He's just making weird sounds now.
That's all right. When you don't know what you're doing, you just make stuff up. That's okay. I've done that before. Hey, young man, what's your name?
Pierce.
Okay. And Pierce, what did you enjoy about this?
I wanted to keep the presents. I didn't want to give them because they were fun presents.
That's tough, isn't it? You buy a present you like and then you have to give it away. That's tough. But you managed to overcome that. You can't nod your head for the radio, Pierce.
Yes.
All right, yeah, because I don't like giving up presents. Sometimes they're so cool. We pick things we like, don't we?
Yeah.
What was so cool? You remember what was so cool that you got?
No.
No? What did you think about when you bought that present for that other kid? Did you think this is a nice thing?
That they would like it.
That they would like it. That was the goal. Okay. Well, thank you. Young man, what's your name?
Reese?
Well, okay, Reese. Now, how old are you?
Four.
You're four, and you're doing this and you're only 4 years old? What did you buy?
A toothbrush.
Toothbrush? Well, that's good. Everybody needs one of those. That's just great. And so have you had fun with this?
And toothpaste.
And toothpaste, too. All right. Well, good. People need that, huh? And so what was the most fun part for you, Reese?
Um, Wrapping it.
Wrapping it. Are you a good wrapper?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you. Sounds like you've got some good instructors, huh? Are you a better rapper than me?
Yeah.
I have no doubt. More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jenny Heffron, her daughters Tierney and Charlie, and other members of their Melcher Dallas 4-H Club. So Jenny, were you the mastermind of all of this?
This was one of my things. I started this 4-H Club, the Clover Kids Club in Melcher Dallas, 3 years ago. And one of the things that 4-H is always looking for is the social services project. And our first year, I just thought, let's just get us into the habit of just getting to the meetings and let's just learn about what 4-H is about. And last year, I kept saying to the moms and the parents that were coming, I said, we need a social service project. You know, everybody give me some ideas. And somebody had mentioned that their church had done the Shoeboxes for Samaritans project. So I researched that. And I thought it looked like a lot of fun. It's something that kids could figure out. Everybody can get a shoebox and figure out what to put in it. I mean, it really gives them a chance to be creative. The one thing I wanted to do, though, is I wanted them to feel that impact, because I wanted them to know that their presents weren't just being shipped overseas somewhere. I wanted them to know that it was something that could stay here and that it might be going to kids that they, you know, maybe they're in school with, or maybe they're their neighbors and they don't know that they need Christmas presents. One of the things, you know, I thought at first, I'm not sure if I can get this, not sure if I can find kids that need anything. So I'd called public health, and Diane Ellis here had been a huge help. I said, Diane, do you think you can get me something? She says, well, let me see what I can do. And last year, I think she called me, and she had 35 kids' names. And at first, I was like, oh, goodness, I was thinking maybe 10 or 15. And I always like a good challenge. I said, Diane, we'll take care of it. And we went ahead, and I think we wrapped about 50 gifts last year. And so some of those kids would get more than one shoebox full of presents. This year I called and I said, Diane, we want to do this again. We're going to bring the other club in to help to kind of teach the other kids about, you know, wrapping and just show them what teamwork's like. And she called me and she says, I've got 40 kids. I said, we can handle that. And she called me the next day and she says, and I've got 20 more. I thought, oh, once again, here's this challenge in me. I said, let's do it. I know we can do it. And so everybody stepped up and I started to panic there for a little bit because we weren't getting everybody covered, and in the last few days, everybody had been adopted. So everybody came. We just wrapped the presents on Sunday, so just a couple nights ago. We had about 25 tables out, and we ran out of tables. We didn't have enough room for all the kids to wrap and to spread out, so we had to get pretty creative. I saw a couple families on the floor, just like at home, except there wasn't any carpet. So it was really fun. It's the Melcher Dallas Clover Kids Club and then the St. Pride 4-H Club. The St. Pride 4-H leaders, Tina Schneider, she's been leading that club for quite a few years. There's between 40 and 50 kids in that club, and there's 20 in our Clover Kids Club. We made it a big party, too. I want the kids to know that what they're doing, I'm trying to create those memories. It's something that they can do now. You know, if we were to say the 4-H Club isn't going to do it anymore, I think we're going to see a lot of the families continue. I think that a lot of people want to give and a lot of people want to do things. They're just afraid to ask. And being in a lot of the different experiences I've had, 4-H is one of those. They want you to ask and want you to get involved. We've had a ball. Some of the things I saw with my girls when I took them shopping, I gave them each their list. They each had two kids, or I guess Tierney had three. And I said, okay, here's your shopping carts and here's your list. Charlie ran back in about 5 minutes because she had 2 9-year-old girls and she's nine. Hers was easy. Sierra had little kids and she thought, man, those are tough. She thought they'd be easy. And Tierney already said that hers were a challenge, but we had a good time. Tierney said she'd rather just do this for Christmas and not have to get presents. So I guess I've kind of done my job.
Thanks to Jenny Heffron, Tierney and Charlie Heffron, and all of the other kids in the Melcher Dallas 4-H Club for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.